Can you tell I'm changing a little? No, not yet. I'm so fucking busted. Oh my God, ever since I did that one Dom audition, I did one audition where I had to be a Dom and it changed my entire personality. Oh my God,
it changed my relationship to you. Holmes did one audition for like, what was it, a TV show where they were supposed to be like a dominatrix. And then all of a sudden, I'm like, can you go to dinner tonight? They're like, no, pig. You know, they're like... They're like, we'll hang out when I say, how's that? I'm like, what has happened? Like, no, can we undo the audition?
Shut the fuck up. No, it was way worse. I would like ask one girl out to dinner. I'd be like, guess I'm a top now. And he'd be like, no, you're being a citizen.
I was like, not my top era. And I'd be like, literally not your top era. You're actually not a top.
I know. That's been hard too. I've been trying to convince myself. And then we get to the date and I'm like, you better order for us. I'm like being a top in a way that like makes a huge them bitch. Do more work. Yeah, no.
You're like, I'm a top. Shut the fuck up.
Me being a top is being super sweet, but calling everyone pigs.
Dude. Dude, so I was making out with a guy recently. Really hot guy, the one I showed you.
Okay, brag. Really hot.
Really hot guy. But I make out with a lot of hot guys. So don't make it seem like I only make out with one hot guy.
He makes out with a lot of hot guys. I don't.
Well, you're trying to be a lesbian. And
I'm trying to be a lesbian, and I make out with some hot girls, but the numbers are still doing their thing.
I was making out with a hot guy, and I kept stopping him to make jokes because I had this really funny running bit that I was doing.
I can't.
And
you like my tongue falls off? No, got you.
But you wish. Oh, what if we were gay? Kidding. No, I had this really funny running bit that I was doing, but I don't want to give it away because it's just for me and him, you know?
Say it now.
And I won't. And he goes.
I won't. Keeping it still.
I'm keeping it secret for
How
us.
How much time to check in with them?
It's our thing.
Okay, go.
You can check in with them anytime you want. And he goes, and like the fifth time I stopped to do the joke, I'm like in the middle of doing the joke and he goes, shut the fuck up. And then kiss me. And I said.
Yeah, you're like no more jokes tonight, sir.
I said, I need him medically, actually. I said, whoo. I've been wanting to shut the fuck up.
Yeah, I know. That's the thing. It doesn't work when I do it. It sucks. If I had a huge fucking dick, I know. No, but it's fine.
I know it would work.
How much our relationship could change, the things I could do to you.
If you had a huge dick.
And sexy things in a boy way.
Let me tell you something. If you had a huge dick, our relationship would change zero. I wouldn't want...
What about if my personality was a little different, too?
Oh, yeah. Oh, if you changed your personality, things would be way different between us.
I might have to do some of that top stuff on you. No, can I just say what happened during the callback? Because it was actually a nightmare. So I did that role. I was really excited about it because it was just like the script was good. And then literally in the room, she goes, I do it. And I do the Dom scene. And I'm nervous, obviously. And then she goes, she's like, good. She's like, let's see a little bit more of a switch into the Dom. And in my head, I thought, I don't actually know if there is anywhere deeper I can go. Yeah.
But you're like, speaking of strictly a bottom, I gave you everything I had.
I was like 100%. I was thinking the same thing. You know, then I like get into it. It's like, she's like, all right, thanks so much for your time. I was like, I want to die.
Thank you. We'll see you around.
Yeah, I go right back into a bottom. I'm like, thank you so much. Sorry. Log off.
Now, hey, just because I'm sure most people watching this know, but you're one of my best friends in the whole world. And just because you're one of my best friends doesn't mean I can slack off during this interview. I have to actually interview you.
This means the world, actually. I mean, he never asks me questions. And some days it's just us, you know, me doing all the work friendship-wise.
There has not been a single day where you've done work in our friendship. I've known you for years. You have never showed up for me.
I got the house first. That did kickstart us getting them.
We both bought houses in Kansas City. And you...
And I've never said
you
that.
You didn't kickstart it, but you did go first.
I kickstarted that part. You kickstarted Casey. I kickstarted. I was like... The houses are happening, and you were like, "Let's go!" And yeah. Then now Caleb is like, "I'm buying a mansion." I'm like, "Wait, what's going on now?" he's like, "There's a water park in Kansas City with my name on it." I'm like, "Holy shit, dude!"
I love real estate. I want to displace people.
No, your love for real estate does turn me on. It's hot. I like when a guy you like think he's like on Grindr or something. You look over, it's like houses. You're like, buy us something. Like, <it's cute.
laughs> not you were saying that like it's a comedy. No, stop. We can't see. This is the problem.
Okay,
I go down these long little rabbit holes, and we can. But I have to actually ask you questions, and I want to tell people about you.
That means the world. And really quick, before I do that, just we kind of started so fast that I put my headphones on, and like they're on my hair. Do you think that looks weird? Like I should get the hair
drawn? I think you look great. Yeah.
John.
Stop, John. John's flirting with all my guests. It's really weird.
John.
Most of all, Jack Martin. John flirted with Jack Martin a lot. I love Jack
Martin. Well, that doesn't surprise me. That doesn't surprise me one bit.
I love Jack Martin, too.
John's wearing a La Brea shirt.
John's wearing just an NBC shirt. I don't flirt with Jack, but I will say when Jack smiles at me, something happens. Of course. He's a hot guy. When hot guys smile at me, I feel things.
I don't have that with guys who are like that, you know, like... perfect looking.
Yeah.
It does something different to me.
You're...
I'm like all of a sudden filing paperwork. I'm like, you need your glue stick and you have it, right? Like, yeah. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah. Okay, here's my interview for you. So, Holmes, now, if I'm not mistaken, you attended clown college.
Shut the fuck up.
Didn't you study at a... Now, I think I've got this right. Yes. You went to clown college.
Get that away. You don't need that, okay? Get that away. Throw that away.
My notes.
Get those away. Chuck those, yeah.
You went to clown college.
I didn't go to clown college. And no, I didn't go to clown college. Let's set the record straight, actually, here, because I've had enough. This has happened multiple times. Caleb and I have been out, and people have confidently assumed that I went to clown college. They'll always be like, you went to clown college, right? And I'm like, no, I didn't. And I don't know who started it. And I don't know if it's just an energy I put off.
You know that I started it. I've been telling everyone for years that you went to clown college.
But it started before you even said something. We were in a circle in Kansas City and someone was like, you went to clown college, right? You laughed really hard and then you started spreading it.
Whose phone's ringing?
Turned off. It was Carly. Muted. It's on.
Wait, call her back.
Should I?
Speaker. Into the mic. Our friend Carly Kane.
She's going to say something fucking toxic.
Brilliant New York comedian.
She's sobbing. Carly, you're on speaker and you are on So True, the podcast with me and Caleb. He made me call you back and here we are live. Don't say anything bad.
Oh my God, this is so special.
let me see. Carly, it's Caleb Heron, comedian, actor, writer.
Hi, it's so nice to finally meet you. I'm a big fan.
I bet, girl. Hey, what is something that's so true to you?
Something that's so true to me is that I just ate an edible and tried to go to the gym and left after 20 minutes. And to me, and then I dropped a glass bottle of Hot Honey Crisps in the grocery store for everyone. Yeah, that's so true.
Okay, and is that what you were calling Holmes about? Be honest.
No, I was just calling to check in.
Oh, are they not doing okay?
Literally, Carly's dropping things, literally taking edibles at the gym, and it's like, I'm worried about Holmes.
Wait. What do you think you need to check in with Holmes about? Are they not doing well?
I don't know. You know, it was hard to tell last time we talked.
It was really quick. We had a really quick check-in where it was one of those ones where I was like just getting into something, and they're like, gotta shower fast, love you. And I was
Well, Holmes, how are you doing? Let Carly know.
I think I'm doing really good today. Carly, I do have that friendship disease where we're like,
how are you doing?
Yeah.
What'd you say, Carly?
How are you doing?
How am I doing? Well, thank you for asking. Some people never do. Carly, I'm doing really well. I think I've been craving love a lot lately, romantically, but I think creatively I'm feeling inspired.
Carly, this
not,
is classic.
Not Carly producing the podcast.
No,
right
this
now.
Is what's so true about Carly. What's so true to Carly is switching it right onto you.
Here's something that's so true about me, Carly. That's so true about me is that I need an answer from you on this question. I need you to be honest. Okay? Holmes and I are both drowning. You have one life raft to throw out.
Carly, for real, be honest.
Be really honest. You have one life raft to throw out. The other person will die of drowning. Who are you saving?
Carly.
No, you can't do that. You already love that idea.
Yeah. Carly's like, wait, we're all...
myself and let one of you drown, and then we'd get to be in the afterlife together.
Well, who are you letting drown to be in the afterlife with?
I'm not picking.
Carly?
Swapping it, like, that was really creative.
Ask me what I would do between you and Holmes.
Do it.
What would you do?
I'd kill myself.
Oh, my God.
When the life raft is on you, it's really hard.
The life raft, it's difficult when it's on you. I wish I didn't have to give it out.
Carly, we love you so much, girl.
Oh, this is such an honor, you guys. Have a great rest of the pod.
Carly, wait, I'll call you later.
Wait, do you want to, before you go, do you want to give one, do you want to give one really nice compliment to Holmes?
Oh.
Absolutely. I think Holmes, picking you are so yourself in a way that is
Oh, that sucks. Oh, that sucks. All right, love you, girl. Bye.
Love you. You hung up on her.
I did, because it was time for her to go.
Okay, well, I'm just going to be like, she's literally on an edible, and we just all laughed really hard at her answer. You know her. She's going to get off them. She's going to be like, I love a boy. I'm going to get a text of all the things she loves about me for real. She's like, you're so yourself because you remind me of a little butterfly. You know what I mean? Like, she is. I love you. Okay. Yeah, I get it. We're working on it. Well, that was obviously tough to hear. Workshop that here. Like, that was obviously fucking tough.
Yeah, you get a call.
Like, what do you like about Holmes? I'm like multi-talented. Carly's like, I love that you stay true to your fucked up life.
No matter how much it's not working. No matter how much it's not working for you, you keep being you.
Yeah, she's like, sometimes you put on an outfit that it makes us look, it's gross, you know? But we go, oh, that's her. She's being her. Yeah, whatever.
I also can't believe that I was like, do you think Holmes is doing okay? And she was like, I can't tell.
We have that kind of gross thing, which is like, I'm trying to work on in friendships where you're kind of suddenly a competition. Of like who's having like a hard moment, like where it happens on accident, you know what I mean, where it's just like, no, actually something was really exciting today, and then they're like, oh, I've been doing bad, and you're like, well, the day before was really bad for me, you know, and we go back and forth and you can just tell kind of, and so we have to work on that.
You guys should work
you
on
don't
that.
Do that
no
no no you don't
do I guess I'm struggling to think of what you're even you're
you
saying,
know what I'm saying? Like, you know when someone's telling you, like, they haven't won achievement? Like, they're like, yeah, I actually, like, got in the writer's room. And then the other person is just like, oh, it sucks. I just, like, can't catch a break. And they're like, yeah, but the writer's room, everyone spits on me. And you're like, what? Like, it has to be then kind of bad. Like, it's like, I feel like Carly and I have a thing of, like, we want to make sure that the other person knows we still need them or something.
Yeah, I do think there's an impulse to be like, hey, I don't want you to feel like my life is going perfectly when you're having a bad moment. I also have hard times. I'm with you. The struggle is real.
And in a more selfish way, like, no, I need you forever.
Yeah.
That's kind of where it comes from me. I think it's more like, don't ever think I'm doing fine without you.
Oh, that's toxic.
I know. Okay. I'm really toxic.
I know. I'm really toxic.
I'm working on it. No, I think I'm working on it a lot. So we actually don't talk that much anymore.
Ugh, God, I'm glad you got something new to work on, because for a while you were doing boundaries and it made me want to kill myself. God, I got so sick of you setting boundaries with
me. Well, you had to work on your boundaries. Caleb shows up outside my house. It's like midnight. There's like a guy outside my house like banging on the door. I'm like, fucking think I'm being attacked. Caleb's like, we're going to the movies. It's like, that was your boundary issue.
That's not a boundary issue. That's awesome.
Do you like when someone shows up at your house unannounced?
Yes.
You do.
Depending. If it were you, yes, I would never be mad at you showing up to my house unannounced.
Who would you be mad at?
Well, those people.
John's like,
Not John. Those people.
No one in the room.
No, I would never. No one in the room. I would never be mad at you showing up to my house unannounced. The thing I think that you and I struggle with is that I love you unconditionally, and you love me with conditions.
Oh my fucking God.
And that's hard because it's unbalanced.
Here's why I'm on the pod today. Let's get into it.
No, I hate when you set boundaries with me. It's so annoying.
I love you so unconditionally, and you know that.
This is me. This is me and Holmes' relationship. Me. Hey, do you want to get lunch today? I'm really missing you. Haven't caught up with you in a bit. Just thought it might be nice to have lunch. You, 4 hours later. Hey, sorry, absolutely can't do lunch today. Like, I have a crazy one. It's just nuts. I did have one meeting at 11 a.m., so the day's pretty much shot. I need to sit under a tree and kind of be in my body right now and check in with the universe. However, know that I love you so much, and it's not personal. 3 days from now, I really could do a phone call.
You know what?
That's our friendship.
You know what? I actually was really a helpful conversation we had recently that helped me with this, because I would give a response like that because I have so many bitches in my life that when I can't hang out, they like a response like that. That is like kind of like over explaining why.
Yeah.
And then we had the conversation the other day where you said women are more annoying, but men are more evil.
Should we have that on the record? Oh, should that be on the record that I said that?
Because here's what happened. I said, you get me, I'll get you. Because here's what happened with that. That was really helpful because you are my most masculine friend, which
that's fucking right, brother.
Which can be so powerful because you are a gay man, and I have a couple straight guy friends who are super femme. But
need them, by the way.
Need them. But it was really helpful when you explained how like it's like nice if I'm just like I can't.
Yeah.
And now that actually feels nicer with you. But I thought that was being ruder to be like I can't.
What I meant when I said that women are more annoying, but men are more. I got a lot of women fans. We can't just be selling me down the river like that.
I think this is an interesting discussion because he did actually, you got me. I
convinced you disagreed with me at first.
I disagree.
Here's what I meant by it. Men are more often ill-intentioned and have malice and are mean-spirited.
Are like actually evil sometimes.
Evil. But I find it often when a male friend tells me like, I can't hang out, he'll just be like, can't, maybe next time. That is much more comforting to me and less annoying. Yeah. Women often annoy me more, because what's that?
My purple hearts.
Your purple hearts. I hate the purple hearts. Women annoy me more often because I love them so much and expect them to be so fun and cool, but they're never evil. Like the women in my life are never doing something mean-spirited or hateful.
No.
They're just annoying.
Well, it's a way. Literally, all the.
It's like my mom. Definitely. It's like my mom. Like, I love my mom. Is who do I love more in the world than my mom? Nobody. I love that bitch down bad. Would die for her. Not you, especially. I love my mom more than you, everybody in this room. I would trade all of you for one of my mom.
Fine.
Love that woman. However,
she's annoying.
Like, I texted her the other day that I was coming to Kansas City for a month. I said, I'm going to be in KC for a month at my house. She's currently staying at my house, okay?
She lives there.
She said she's living at my house right now. And she said, I hope we get to spend some time together. Oh!
No, that's,
shut up!
No, that is sweet.
We're going to! Like, I just, that's annoying. Like, you live at my house.
But that's the thing. Like, the more femme communication, that was honestly helpful when you said that. But so, you're my only friend that's like that. So many of my other friends would rather be like, and I'm skipping from this meeting to that one. Otherwise, I would, of course, run to you. Where it's like, if I just say, like, can't with them, they'll be like, okay, you fucking hate me. And now when you said that, I'm like, no, that actually helps. And I do like that about you. Now I'm just like, can you tell I'm changing a little? No, not yet. I'm so fucking busted, dude. It fucking sucks. My therapist is also now neurodivergent. Like, she has ADD too. And I'm sort of like, she used to never.
Not now with this. My therapist is now neurodivergent. That's like a Bill Maher clip. Yeah, my therapist is neurodivergent.
Here's the thing. I have ADD. I can't hide it. I was on set the other fucking day.
Yeah, my therapist got ADD, a damn disappointment.
All I'm saying is she used to not talk about herself, and that was her main thing. And I liked that because I've had the therapist before who are like, you know what movie I loved watching this week? And I'm like, I don't fucking care, yeah. You know? And so she don't talk about herself, and I love that. Now she started to do this thing, and instead of just saying, like, you, she'll be like, we think like this because we're both. And I go,
oh,
like,
God.
And now I'm thinking about her suddenly. Now I'm worried about her. Now I'm thinking, and so I don't know what's going to have to happen with that. It fucking sucks. I was on doing Sari's short the other day. There was this guy working on it.
You're doing a short film for our friend Sari Eichenblatt.
Yes.
Genius.
Love her. And there was a guy working on it. And then there was her roommate, who's this, like, really, really smart, cool, hot girl, okay? Mm. And she is hot. It's important.
Yeah.
And she is kind of being kind of quiet, and she's, like, doing something in the corner. And this guy, she's talking about how she has ADD. And the guy's, like, this one guy working, he's like, I could not tell. I could not tell you, dude. That's really interesting. And I was like, yeah, I have it, too. And he was like, we all know. And I was just like, okay.
He was like, oink, oink, ugly bitch. Yeah, focus up.
He was like, you're insane. It was a nightmare.
He was like, oh, the ugly girl talks. Yeah. She focused up enough to get a sentence out.
He's like, I'm thirsty.
Yeah.
Anyways, I talked about it with the roommate later. She laughed. She noticed it too.
Yeah.
She was like, yeah, he was treating me different. I was like, thanks for saying. Like,
thank you for saying. What's up, y'all? A few quick things from me. I'm going on tour. I'll be in New York, D.C., Philly, Chicago, Nashville, San Francisco, Los Angeles, Dallas, Houston, and Fort Worth in the coming weeks. So please go get tickets and come see me live. If you're enjoying the podcast, there is so much more of it exclusively on Patreon, including monthly bonus episodes from me and additional segments with every guest. So go check that out if you want more. So true. And finally, if you're enjoying the show, please tell your friends, subscribe everywhere, leave a 5-star review and all that stuff. Okay. Love ya. Ciao.
Okay, yeah, interview me.
Okay, so you went to clown college, and that was really powerful and brought you to where you are now. You were on Welcome to Flatch.
I was on Welcome to Flatch.
You were on Welcome to Flatch for 2 seasons. You worked with Paul Feig.
Yes, love.
And a bunch of other great people.
Yes, love.
How was the experience? What did you think of it?
You know what? Now I really look at it in a really beautiful way. I learned so much. It was my second audition. I was the lead of a show, so I really had imposter syndrome at the beginning. And now, it feels silly telling you this because I know you know this stuff, but I know we
Stop
have to.
Stop me.
I think I really learned so much, and I loved it. And I love Kelly so much, who I play. She has a really special place in my heart. And when I was...
She was queer, by the way.
She's gay.
Kelly's gay.
Kelly's super gay, and that was like... I thought it was really cool to be like a gay person. She was gay. It's not written exactly like that, but people know she's gay.
Yeah.
They come up to me and say, like, on the tour with I just did with Mekki, like, people who come from Flatch, like, a lot of them are gay women.
Yeah.
And they'll be like, I love seeing her on TV. Or it's like a little girl. It will be like a dad and her 12-year-old daughter. She's like, I love Kelly. And I'm like, you're gay.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, I thought it was really, really amazing. And I also like loved working in North Carolina because now I'm learning from being on a few things and like other places, how like, because you're not in LA or New York, you get so close because you're in kind of a different place.
I love working outside of LA.
It feels like camp. So it's like, I feel like I got to learn so much, be with really, really talented actors, some of my favorite performers in the world. I was actually just before this with Kyle Selig and Taylor Ortega.
Mm-hmm.
And I love them both, and I wouldn't have met them without the show. So yeah, I love it so much, and I'm excited for other stuff now too. The only thing I wish I could change is that I wish we could like swear, and I wish we could talk about more real things sometimes that you don't always get to see on.
Yeah, like your character could be explicitly gay. That'd be cool.
If she was explicitly gay, that could be cool. And also just like, yeah, it was based on one that like they're swearing every other word, the show This Country, which I think Daisy and Charlie are geniuses. And like, I do wish that we could do that more, but that's out of my control, you know? But
yeah.
I learned a lot. I love her. She's a gay icon. And you know, someday I'll probably make something where she's like 50 and she just is like out and gay and she's like, finally I get to be in charge and like burping and shit, you know?
Oh, I love when gay people burp.
Dude, she's a burper. That's the thing.
She's a burper.
I don't burp, so I had to really train to burp for Kelly.
I got in trouble with my dad when I was little because I discovered that you can make yourself burp. And he got mad. He was like, you gotta stop. I wouldn't quit burping.
Of course, it's so fun. I was the same way when I found out I could queef. I like didn't come off because I was like, I was deciding if I shouldn't say it or not. You said, did John say we shouldn't put that in?
No, it's just queefing is really gross.
No, it's not. Burping's gross. Burping, this is how we rank these. I really think queef is the least gross, then fart, then burp. Burp is my least favorite. Burp's nasty. You can like always taste their like fucking morning and afternoon. Like you can smell it in the air. I like to be like either poop, badge, or I don't want to know what you ate.
You think a queef is less gross than a burp?
Yes. I think it goes queef is the least gross, then fart, burp's the grossest.
I think a queef is inherently...
Is there another air thing I forgot?
Sneeze.
And you can't help that,
Do you count that?
Well, I guess you can't help the other ones sometimes.
I think the order of disgusting is first is queef.
No way.
Because it comes from the vagina.
Queef is the least disgusting.
You think?
I'm kidding.
I love queefs.
What do you think?
I don't want to turn off all the people with vaginas. I already did women are more annoying and men are more evil.
This whole episode, yeah.
No, I love pussy. And I love all the sounds that they do.
Have you heard a lot of people queef?
Oh, yeah.
You had girlfriends growing up who were doing it.
I heard queefs.
You did it. You haven't heard one live.
Oh, I know queefs. People are queefing around me
no,
left and right.
No, they weren't.
They call me Mr. Queef.
They weren't.
They call me Chief Queef. Yeah, that was my nickname in junior college.
It was a mistake, though, telling like the Chicago improv scene that was a thing because we'd be at like parties and then everyone would be like, Holmes can queef, go. And suddenly there's like an audience of 30. And I'm like, you guys, ultimately, like I'm 23 and like I do want to like find love again.
You were queefing at parties in Chicago? Sorry, I'm just going to say, we were close in Chicago, and you never queefed at a party that we were
We got at. Close my second half. My first half, I was
you
like...
You quit queefing at parties by then?
I did. I had a talk with the person who was mostly infiltrating, like, the beginning, and I was like, hey, I don't feel like I'll queef for you still, but, like, I don't want to queef for you. That was basically it. I was like, I have fun when we do it, just us. There's so many things that are, like, so gay-coded. Like, it was always, like, me and one girl being silly together, and then she'd be like, do it for the group, and I'd be like, I loved when we were, like, together kind of being silly, us two.
You're like, I thought we were dating. They're like, do your party trick, freak.
Literally. She's like, she went to clown school. I'm like, I didn't.
Like, I kind of thought we were going to date. She's like, I got a husband, queef.
Like, she mostly learned to queef at clown school.
She took queefing college. You took queefing college at clown school.
I didn't
school.
Learn anything in school. I probably would have learned more in clown school.
You probably would have.
Literally, I would have been able to like fly or something. It's fucking a nightmare.
Yeah.
Well, in the trapeze.
That famous thing that clowns do.
I don't know. When I say clown, what do you think of action-wise right away? Juggle.
Oh, you action-wise?
Yeah.
Scarfs out of a sleeve.
You do?
I thought you were going to say attribute-wise.
Yeah, I know. You're like a loser goof.
Well, I was going to say like failed LA actor.
Not the chuckle from one clown in the back. I'm fucking dead.
My boy. No, I respect a lot of clowns. Natalie Palamides is one of the funniest people I've ever seen perform.
She's
clowning.
LA changed the clown scene for what I thought clown meant. Because before, yeah. I didn't think this one. But
this one's not bad.
I am a fan of this one, actually. If I'm having a bad day.
Well, it just
and
never
someone,
stops.
If someone keeps doing that, like, that will eventually get me gigging, yeah.
But gigging.
But juggling, I don't. Every fucking streak I knows how to juggle. It's like, we get it. You have time alone where you're bored.
John, you know how to juggle?
Not even close.
Yeah.
give him three balls and say, he's like, don't have the time. It's like, you know how to juggle.
Give him three bottles and see what happens. The way you said that, like it was like a derogatory thing for straight people.
I think it is. Like the amount of straight guys who are like juggling for me, and I'm just like, ooh, like this is never gonna come up. I've seen so many straight guys juggle. I swear to God.
I hang out with a lot of straight guys, and I only know one of them that juggles. And I will never be over me saying, John, can you juggle? John saying no, and you saying kind of quietly as if you were saying a slur. Give him three bottles and see what happens. That's fucking crazy. Give him three bottles and see what happens.
Maybe it's like a flirty kind of thing that's happening to me. They all think I went to clown school. They were on our first date. They're like, look. It's a nightmare.
Oh, you don't think... What, sorry, I've got something in my eye.
You don't think the straight guys are flirting with you? No, Caleb, I don't know. I think some of them do.
Straight guys do flirt with me.
Obviously, Juan was. He juggled. Who was he?
What?
Say the guy who he juggled.
Brian McElhaney. He's a TV writer that I worked on a show with.
Did he juggle in the room?
No, he did not juggle in the room.
Okay, good.
He's a great guy, and he's a very talented juggler. I love him to death. Him and my friend Nick, they're a comedy duo called Britannic.
Oh, amazing.
Yeah, they're very funny.
And they mostly juggle.
No.
They do other stuff. Okay.
No, they do sketch and Brian juggles.
When I was at... I don't know what it is about the skill. When I was at Fringe Fest, this one guy, he started juggling, and I was like, oh, cool. And then I sat there for like 7 more minutes. I was like, the whole show's juggling. The whole show's juggling.
Was it?
Yes.
And he was doing...
Of course. It's me. I'm like, so I'm at the end. I'm like, yeah, we're amazing juggler. You know what I mean? But in my head, I was like, God damn, like this does get old.
Did you want to sleep with him? Like, were you attracted to him at all during the juggling?
I wasn't going to say that, but yeah, I mean, a teeny bit towards the end. Like, it does work because it's like, you do like, straight guys are so bad at sex that like when they do something crazy with their hands or something, you're a little bit like, maybe that helped. Or like, I don't know. Like, it's like when they're throwing stuff up, it's like, well, if you can handle that, but you know, they probably focused mostly on juggling and not like, not like reading books about stuff.
That is so fucking funny.
I know.
Wait, I have a surprise for you. We have some voicemails from our listeners for
Wait,
you.
Wait, oh, I love talking to you, but I want to talk to them too.
We've got plenty of time for you and me to talk. Basically, I asked them what's something you want to know the truth about, and we've got two of them for you.
Okay, so I'm a little confused because, like, you hear about pheromones and how, like, it would be, like, matched, like, DNA-wise, like, where you're weak and they're strong and blah, blah, blah. But then, like, supposedly if you're on birth control, your pheromones, like, react, like, the opposite way. So, like, Caleb, I wish I had not left this. Pretend like you never heard it. Goodbye. I'm so high right now.
Let me tell you something about this caller. I don't know their pronouns. I would kill for them.
She goes, I don't know if I should have my birth control. Above, go no.
Holmes said, I do know their pronouns. She, her.
I mean,
I would kill for her. I literally, that's my fucking girlina right there. That was such a, there's such good energy in that psychosis.
Someone who calls in high for something, I'm obsessed. Yeah. Because Lord knows when I'm high, I like can't call my best friend even. I'm always like, sorry, I'm being weird right now.
Also, you can tell she came in, the pheromones thing, she thought she was eaten. She was like, oh, this is a good question. I'm about to serve.
Right.
And then just immediately fell through.
So tell me what you heard question wise.
She goes, well, the thing about pheromones is like, they're supposed to be like when they're weak and you're strong, or when you're on birth control, yours get stronger. So I want to know, ooh, I wish I hadn't left this. Pretend you never heard it. I am so high. Bye. That's the question.
I do like the ooh. Okay. So she's kind of being like, is that real?
I think she wants to know about pheromones, and I think they're not real.
Pheromones are like, oh, you sweat, and for some reason, instead of stinky, I want to fuck you.
I think that's the idea, yeah.
I have that with you.
Always find a way to make it.
No. Look, be sweet about it. Fine, I don't have it for you.
I don't think they're real. I don't think the pheromones are something you pick up on.
I think they're real, but...
Actually, I think they are real. No, you go ahead, because I think this actually explains a lot about some guys I haven't liked.
This is why they're real. The people who I have dated are so vastly different. Two things they have in common. I do like when you like me. That's huge.
Sure. Okay? It's opposite, unfortunately.
Hate that about myself. That's a nightmare as well. But the other thing is that it was just an energy. Like, it was just an energy or a smile or something, because they're, like, really different.
I will say there have been a couple of guys I have seen that they didn't smell bad. Like, I knew they were clean people, but their smell didn't work for me. Do you know what I mean?
Yes.
I'm not talking about like the smell of their like crotch either. I'm not talking about like their balls or their dick or anything. I'm talking about like their scent, like when we hug. I'm like,
I know this.
You're not dirty.
I have this with women's breath. With like specific women who I'm like, I would want to hook up with you.
All and their breath.
No, I love some women's breath. I could fucking drink it, right? No. I'm saying, right, to me.
Right? I'm like, fucking drink it, right?
I want us to be in the same sexual pool so bad.
I know you do.
It's just so we can have fun with it. I just wish there was some crossover. But
there is some crossover. Like bisexual
like
guys.
Like I want to fuck guys.
Yeah.
Who are gay. That's the issue. it sucks so bad how much I'm into gay men. It's the only kind of porn that I've ever been able to watch. Okay.
Oh.
But I don't mostly watch any. Okay. But. Yeah, there's some women's breath who I'm like, I'm into you and your breath is not bad, but the smell of it,
yeah,
I'm able to be like, no, I wouldn't want to kiss.
And conversely, there are some guys that I've seen that they don't smell, they smell good. Like I know that they're clean and they're wearing cologne and stuff, but there's something extra about, yeah, I think I just literally realized that I believe in pheromones.
You believe in them.
I think I believe in pheromones.
I believe in them 1,000%.
Also, crazy to be debating this like it's not scientific fact. Like, I'm pretty sure they've proven this.
Yeah.
This is, I'm like Joe Rogan, but opposite. I'm like, I think I actually do believe in science. Like gay Rogan. I'm like, wait.
I mean, there is some science stuff that I don't believe in. What's fucked up?
Name them.
I think HPV is a little bit of a scam. I think the doctors are like, oh, every woman gets a strand, and it's just like another thing that makes women scared to have sex because it's such a riddle. Like they'll be like, guys can't be tested on them. Oh, you have one of the hundreds of strands, but that one's not cancerous. That one is. Oh, wait, now it washed out. And it's like, what the fuck is this?
I want to tell you from the bottom of my heart that I need you to believe in HPV.
I think HPV
is very real. Well, someone who doesn't believe in it isn't very convincing.
No, I had it and it washed out. How about that?
Okay. Did a medical doctor tell you that your HPV washed out?
Literally. They go like this. They go, it. I don't know if they say wash out. They go.
Somebody Google, is HPV washoutable?
It's a huge thing. That's why they don't even like to give your pap smears until 30, a lot of doctors, because in your 20s and stuff like that, there'll be like a lot of people have it and it washes out. Swear to God. And it sounds like a scam now. You know what I felt? You're feeling what I felt.
Well, Allie, what do we have?
Allie probably is about to have hers washed out any day now.
There's currently no cure for an existing HPV infection, but for most people, it would be cleared by their own immune system, and there are treatments available for symptoms that can cause.
Sounds like a body washout.
Your body fights it off.
Your body fights it off. It's like a pussy flu, and they're like, never have sex with a guy again. Everyone has a pussy flu, and everyone's freaking out and making women never want to fuck.
What if queefing is just pussy flu?
Yeah, I gave it to everyone.
And you're sneezing.
Dude, I was pussy fluing all over it. Dude, that sucks. Pussy sneezing. No, I wasn't. Okay. I didn't have it then.
No worries. I think HPV is real, and you should stop calling it washed out, because what that sounded like to me is that you literally just like lost it in the bath. Like washed out sounded to me like it was like showered it away. But it's like, no, you had HPV.
It just leaves your system. And guys can't track it. That is, come on. That's crazy.
I'm sorry.
Like, they're like, we can't test it in the boys, so they're going to keep fucking like raw dogging and stuff. But like, you guys should wash it out at home.
If what you're hoping for is that I'm going to side with you,
not
a person on
HPV.
A podcast, versus like medical doctors.
Some of the girls are believing in me doctor-wise.
Some of the what?
Some of the female doctors. Because anytime I go in now, I bring this up kind of. And I'm always like, HPV is a scam. And like, I've had a couple doctors who are like, it is kind of weird.
You're okay. Sorry, just so I understand, you're trying to tell me you've been going to doctors and pitching them on HPV not being real.
Yes,
and some of them are going for it.
Yes, yes,
that's crazy.
Doctors are, you know, this, they can be anyone, and you know, some of them are crazy. I told you when I asked, you've heard me talk about when the gay guy doctor who I felt so safe finally because we were having fun, I was like, can you actually get pregnant from pulling out? And he said no, and he was like, no, we just don't trust guys. And I was like, well, that's insane.
You can get pregnant from pulling out.
If they don't pull out. It's like if the guy's like, we're pulling out. Oh, it felt really good. You know, that's like the thing. So there's two things I don't believe the doctors say. Everything else, I believe. I do.
Everything?
No, I think they're fucked on weight as well. So there's three things. I think there's three things that they're fucked on.
I think they're good on weight.
What do you think?
I love the way doctors think about fat people.
Those are the three things I think they're fucked on. Weight, HPV.
You trying to shoehorn your agenda in? And they won't tell you that queefing is healthy. Those are my three things. It's like your thing as well.
Don't shake. No, well, I told you the one time when, I don't know if I said it, one time in Chicago when I went in and she was like, do you smoke weed? And I was like, yeah. And she was like, that's illegal. And I was like, I was like, am I under arrest or are you about to fucking touch my boobs in a second? Like, what the fuck's going on?
You never should. You're always, if someone asks if you smoke weed in a state where it's not legal, you're always supposed to say back, are you a narc?
Yeah, well, now I know. Now I lie. Now I smoke weed every day. They're like, do you smoke weed? I'm like, no way.
Never.
So they're like, oh, good, because it would really affect this test. You know what I mean? Like, it's like the worst.
You need to be telling the truth about that stuff.
I'm not going to.
You live in two states where it's legal.
Kath told me, my mom, to trust no one, and I finally start to get that.
I love your mom, but we need to take some things with a grain of salt.
Growing up, I didn't believe her. Now I do. Do you trust people? How many people?
I trust people.
How many?
What do you mean, how many?
Do you trust me?
Do I trust you? On, like, certain things, I think there are things I definitely trust you about. But do I trust you inherently, implicitly? No. I trust you to tell the truth. I don't trust your judgment.
That was real. I trust you in that way, too.
You trust my judgment?
I trust your judgment 95%.
Remember? Oh,
I used to trust 100, and that's a strength on me. It's like, sometimes it's like, I'll trust my close friend's judgment more than mine, and that's been something I've worked on.
I'd love to get you back to 100.
No. 95 is a really healthy place.
Holmes, I have for you a really exciting game.
Okay.
Okay? Let me tell you something. I am going to read you,
Your hair looks good.
Okay. Does it actually?
I love your hair. I like when guys have longer hair.
You're like, but I like when guys look like shit.
Yeah. I'm like, messy works for me. Good. Go.
Hey, I got a segment for you.
Okay, I'm excited.
I am going to read you 15 statements, okay?
Okay.
You are going to tell me, and there is a right or wrong answer, you're going to tell me as quick as you can if you think they are true or false. And if you get more than 10 of these correct, 10 or more, I'm going to give you 50 US dollars.
I need that.
I know you do, baby. Here we go. Are you ready? Sharks or mammals?
What?
Sharks or mammals?
I thought you said or. I was like,
sharks or mammals?
True.
False. They're fish. The first.
Oh my God. I'm already really bad at this.
The first iPhone without a home button was the iPhone X.
False.
True. Greenland is the largest island in the world.
True.
The average human sneeze can be clocked at 100 miles per hour.
True.
The Chicago Magic Lounge is located at 2020 North Clark Street.
True.
False. 50-50 North Clark Street. Chance kind of was mean to you on that one. The most common blood type is A positive.
True.
False. O negative.
I don't know any of this.
It took 8 years to produce the Disney animated classic Sleeping Beauty.
True.
Cheesecake comes from Italy.
False.
Greece. Only two men signed the Declaration of Independence on July 4th, 1776.
True.
Breaking Bad ran for 7 seasons.
True.
False. 5. Florida State is the oldest university in Florida.
I should know that. True.
You sure?
No.
True. That one doesn't count. The Chicago Marathon is the largest in the world. Chicago Marathon is the largest in the world.
False.
New York Marathon. 3 strikes in a row in bowling is called a chicken.
No.
False. Turkey. False.
Turkey. I knew that.
Thomas Jefferson brought mac and cheese to the United States.
False.
True.
Ew.
The Hallmark greeting card company was founded in Kansas City.
True.
How many did they get?
8.
Boo. You suck.
Wait.
You'll never work again.
Wait. 8 fucking sucks. I was so close. The mac and cheese one, I feel like that's not true.
Did you count the one I said about Florida?
I did.
Wow. Wow. So you really only got 7.
Okay, fine. Has anyone got it? All 10?
Oh, a lot of people.
No, they haven't.
Oh, yeah. A lot of people. Well, a lot of people are getting 11 and 12. I'm kidding. A couple people have gotten, yeah.
I'm trying to think if I have any shame about the ones I didn't know. I feel like towards the only one I feel shame about is the shark one.
Okay.
The shark one I'm feeling bad about. Like, it's like, I should have known that's a fish.
I don't think you need to have any shame around it at
all. Oh, I'm going to.
I'll be processing shame.
But that's the only one I have it about.
Tell your favorite story about us.
About you and me?
Yeah. Tell your favorite us story. There's a lot to choose from. A lot of lore.
Well, it's kind of hard because a lot of them are kind of only earnest.
That's okay. The listeners like that.
Do they?
They like a balance. My fans like about me, and there's many of them. The K-Lebrities and K-Lesbians, they're a very... I'm being serious. They're a very special community. And, and they,
that sounded bad.
Hush. They... I think what they value about me is my willingness to be both one of the deepest, most profound intellectuals of our time.
False.
But also true.
Oh, sorry. No, no.
But also with true, they love that. But also mixed with a lightness and a silliness that most people as smart as me can't access.
Okay, so I love that we're storytelling right now, kind of doing fantasies. No, I think that my favorite was, honestly, what I think about two things right away. One is something that I love about you, which is that now sometimes you do drink occasionally, which, hear me out, I just will never forget the first time I saw it and you started trust falling on everyone. I think about that all the time. It's one of my favorite memories of just you solo, because I was like, I love him more than anything, because people were really shocked because they didn't know it was coming. But now...
It's a lot of trust.
I love it. My favorite memory that we share is when we had your mom and some of our chosen family, and then my family, and then Lady J and Deirdre, and we all went out to an Italian restaurant. It was before either of us had moved to Kansas City, actually, but we were bringing people that we loved there to show them. And we had, like, I don't know, when you go out to eat, I feel like so often, like, the table just isn't it. We're like, the table in the restaurant helps the vibe so much, and we had this big square table, and, like, it was like the upstairs of the restaurant was just ours, and it was like such an amazing restaurant that I love so much. And we got to really look at everyone and laugh and tell stories about growing up. And I just feel like, I don't know, it was like honestly probably one of my favorite meals I've ever had. And then me and Caleb had like a moment, like we were like dating or something, but where we like went to the bathroom and we were like, we're going to split this, you know? And it was like this cute, I just remembered feeling like, not only can we take care of our parents sometimes, we can like show them a great time and introduce them to really, really interesting people. And we create community together.
I wish I remembered this. No, that was a very special night. I love that night. But of course, in true me fashion, the thing I remember most about that night is our server going deep on his sobriety. Do you remember that? In the middle, we're having like this very special meal with like some of our closest creative collaborators, our families. It is beautiful because it's going to be an expensive meal and we're planning on paying for it, right? It's like we were feeling very accomplished. And then our server out of nowhere at one point goes, yeah, I got my 15-year chip. Drinking ruined my life. I was at rock bottom. My wife left me. My kids couldn't stand me. But every day it's a new choice. More tea?
Wait.
I was like, Jesus, brother. I mean, I was proud of him, but I was like, it's maybe not the time.
I forgot about that. Now I remember, because I remember Lady J was like, 1,000%. I almost killed someone. And we're like, Lady J. We're like, stop on into your sobriety.
Yeah, he went deep on sobriety that night.
I don't know. That was my. What's your favorite memory of us? Say now.
My favorite memory of us hasn't happened yet, and it'll be the day we finally disentangle.
Yeah, detach. No, say it now for real. You don't have one.
My favorite. You don't have one.
Sucks.
My favorite memory of us. There have been so many. I would say, to pick one is hard.
That's what I'm saying.
To pick one is hard. That, but you know what? I'll pick one.
Okay.
So we've traveled together a lot.
Yes, which I love.
Mostly good. And all good. And when we went to the year that my dad died, we went to Berlin together for New Year's with a bunch of friends.
Yeah.
And I wasn't Allie was there. To go. Shout out, Allie. Love you, girl.
Well, and it was fun because I wasn't supposed to go to Berlin. I was just in Europe and like you were like coming. So I was like, I
wasn't supposed to go to Berlin. What happened was that our friend Nori and I were like, let's go to Paris for Christmas.
Mm-hmm.
And
I was already in Portugal.
And you were in Portugal and Lady J was going to be in Berlin. And we were like, we've heard New Year's in Berlin is crazy. Why don't we all go to Berlin? Then Allie decided to come.
Crazy it was.
And crazy it was. Anna decided to come and it was a whole thing. And we, the night of New Year's Eve, you remember we didn't have a dinner reservation. So mm-hmm. I found a place near where we were going.
That was so fun.
And it was this Greek restaurant, which was so random. And there was this like, I think like brother sister duo maybe.
It was these like teenagers, a young girl, yeah.
Who like clearly like booked this gig. And they were playing the restaurant and they were playing like
bad covers.
They were playing bad covers, but in a way that really was camp. Mm-hmm. And it was just like, I hurt myself today. The needle tears. Come on, a hole. And it was crazy.
And their parents were there and us.
And everybody was taking pictures of them because it was like all their friends and family who came out. And we were cracked. We could not have had a better time. We started dancing.
It was so fun.
And then we went to that mountaintop.
We love a good meal.
We love a good meal.
A good meal out is my favorite activity.
And then I took a video of you smiling beneath the fireworks at the strike of midnight.
Right before I got struck.
Right before you got struck by a firework.
Yep. We were getting struck a lot that night.
We all got hit by fireworks that night. You were just the most dramatic about it. You were the second most dramatic.
Not.
You were the second most dramatic about it.
Would you tell anyone to go to Berlin for New Year's, or would you say don't?
I would say go.
I'd say go once.
I'd say go. I'd say the fireworks were awesome. It was cool that they shoot them at you. I thought that was cool.
I'd say go once and like wear protective layers.
But again, I'm really at a place with death where I'm like,
you'd be okay.
I just want to go in a cool way. That's all I want from my death. I feel so similar.
I would like it to be like animal or something. Like I don't want it to be just bed.
Yeah, I want to die in an awesome way. The only two things I think about my death.
What
are
do you consider awesome, Lakota?
Like something like getting killed by a firework in Berlin on New Year's Eve. Hello, he lived a life. I think that would be awesome. The only other thing I want from my death is I want to be the most famous person who dies in my death event or on the day I die. Maybe.
Oh,
I don't
want
to be. I don't want to die with like
I don't
Jake Gyllenhaal or something.
Literally.
And I also don't want to die.
That's why dying by gun in America fucking sucks.
It does. And I also don't want to die near a hero. I don't want to die by like a school teacher who jumped on a grenade. Like,
100%.
Because then it's like school teacher jumps on grenade and comedian dies alongside, you know?
I 100% get that. If I die by gun, I want it to be in Europe. And people are like, whoa, that never happened, yeah, you know? Yeah. Like, holy shit.
I want to die in a knife attack in Japan or something.
Yeah. I don't want to die by knife out. I know that.
Yeah. Okay.
So just remember that.
I just want to die exciting. I'm like having a good time being alive, but I'm not like desperate to keep it going, you know?
You are.
No, I like it.
I like it.
But I'm like, I think I used to have such a fear of death and my hypochondria was debilitating because of that. And I've really made peace with death where I'm like, it is going to happen.
Right.
So when the plane gets bumpy, I don't freak out. I just go, would be funny.
Do you think that switched after your dad died?
No, it was before. It was COVID.
It was COVID. You were, I remember at the beginning, you were really anxious.
Yeah, COVID fucked me up. And then, but I'm lucky it fucked me up in the way where it kind of fixed me.
Right.
COVID took a lot of my friends in the other way.
It kind of fixed. I didn't have a good time, but I think I would have been just as messy either way.
With or without COVID?
I do.
COVID was good for me.
People have this.
Mentally, COVID helped me.
I
needed a break, number one. I'm sorry. It's like, I don't wish it. I don't like it.
I wish it was gone. No, it's true.
But it's like, I did need a break.
No, I'm happy
I needed
you're doing
to learn.
This because I have the whole doesn't cry during shootings thing. So let's get
that's
yours out.
That's your thing.
Thank
well,
you.
I think you pretty much got me with women are annoying and men are evil. I think my mostly female fans are going to have a heyday with that one. Guys, please, you have to know me and understand.
He really loves women, but they can be annoying.
They can.
What are non-binary people?
I don't count them. Yeah, if I ever meet a non-binary person, I'll let you know. Well, actually, one of my favorite bits in Mexico City that I was doing was when we were at a museum together. I was asking our friends. We went to Mexico City together for New Year's this year. And I would ask our friends. I'd be like, has anyone seen Holmes? Where is she? Sorry. They.
Sorry.
I think that's so funny.
To mess it up with your friends. Yeah. I mean, we're living in an industry where no one's ever going to get those things right. And I don't care. Just for the record show, you can use any pronoun. I don't care.
Well, that's because you're not actually non-binary. You're using it to get ahead.
Thank you. Because it does help. Like, a lot of people are sort of like, you know, like, oh, we're looking for someone who's, like, gay with a mononym, you know? Like,
yeah.
A lot of people are really excited about that. People are buying projects.
People are loving that.
People are really loving that, yeah. No, I've been putting on my kind of girl for some auditions.
You've been putting on girl?
I've been putting on girl for auditions.
I'd put on anything for an audition if the money's
right. I'd put on anything for an audition. I put on Dom. It looks weirder than girl, I'll tell you that much.
Dom would not look right on you.
Dom didn't. You think it'd look right on you?
You have no idea what I get into. You have no idea what I get into.
What do you say? You're like, sit down.
Have I ever bossed someone around in the bedroom? Absolutely.
I'm going to get better at it. I'm going to get better at it. I want to be able to.
I'm disappointed in you.
I do want to be better at it.
Hey, what's something that's so true to you? And try to get this to be a really good one, because this is the whole point of the podcast.
Okay. What's so true to me is that I don't talk at all. No. Is that some...
You start crying.
Yeah. What's so true to me?
You're like, I actually am affected by gun violence.
I fucking am, obviously. God damn it.
I actually do mourn the victims of gun violence.
I fucking do.
No, it's okay that you don't.
No, I fucking... God damn it. I hate that that's... all. Okay. What's so true to me is that some people don't deserve expensive things.
Wow. Yeah.
Some people don't deserve expensive things, myself included. And it's like, I want to be like, even if I like make all the money in the world, some people don't deserve them. Do you lose them? Do you not treat them right? You don't deserve them. That's okay. It doesn't mean you don't deserve love, but you don't deserve diamonds. You don't deserve boats.
I guess I'm not confused on some people not deserving expensive things. What do you think makes people deserving of expensive things?
Because
I would almost say nobody deserves expensive things.
No, I think like a Capricorn or like someone who... I think like, okay, this is something I've been working on a lot, is that like being content is boring. That's what Capricorns have figured out. I don't like being bored. So my life is messy. I'm working on that, obviously. But that means I lose diamonds. So Capricorns, boring people, they're not losing diamonds, okay? They're like polishing them and they're like, you know, people who wash their car too much.
Yeah.
They deserve that. You know, I don't deserve a new car. I'm not going to take care of her. I'm going to let my car die with me. You know, yeah. She's going to be till the end. My car, like she is, she looks like she's been through it because she has.
You and her are both going down in a knife attack.
It's my longest fucking relationship. I fucking love her to death. I see all the scars.
I'd love for you to get a new one.
No, we're not. I know. She's not perfect.
No, she's not.
But she's not. So I think those people, I think boring, that's actually maybe more of that's so true. Boring people deserve expensive things. No, I don't know if I believe that. I believe the first thing. Not everyone deserves expensive things, myself included. Most people who deserve expensive things are boring.
It's a squares and rectangles situation.
It's hard, right?
Yeah.
What do you do you agree?
That not everybody deserves expensive things. I think I said my piece on it. I think nobody deserves expensive things.
You think nobody deserves expensive things?
There's no, so you can't deserve an expensive thing.
Okay, hero. He's like some people don't have homes. I'm like, I know.
That's how I feel.
You think so? Okay, you think no one deserves that?
I think it's not something you can deserve.
What do you think you do deserve?
Nothing. What do I deserve? Everything.
No! What do you think, a human person, what do you think they deserve?
Dignity, the ability to vote for their elected officials, a place to sleep, food, healthcare. But you don't feel that way because you're very right-wing.
I'm like, I don't think you should be able to vote. No, I think you deserve all those things too. But those, yeah, those are just their basic things. You don't think anything bougie, etc., no one deserves.
It's not that no one deserves them. It's that you
I think you deserve diamonds and stuff.
Well, thank you. I don't desire them, but
you're one of the few that aren't boring, though.
I'm one of the few interesting people who deserves nice things.
Yes.
I don't want nice things.
You love a new car.
I don't really. I don't have a new car.
But you like getting cars, or you like looking at you're like
literally reaching, desperately grasping. But you would get a new car at some point.
You like to search for things that you can buy.
I like shopping. But I often end up with a bargain. I don't think I didn't buy the nicest house I could afford. I don't buy the nicest car I can afford. I don't think you can deserve expensive things. But I think
it's a big one.
What's a big one?
That's a big take. I love it.
That's a big take. But that's my so true. It's so true that you can't deserve expensive things, which is kind of in your point.
Yeah. You don't deserve expensive things.
You don't deserve expensive things.
But specifically, I don't. That's my point.
Yeah. Well, we should probably work on that.
I don't deserve expensive. No, I deserve a bunch of stuff, but not expensive things. I had to have a lesson after losing the diamonds a second time. I lost diamonds multiple times.
What do you think you deserve the most? Other than a swift kick in the ass.
Okay, flirting. I think what I deserve the most is... God damn... Peace. I think peace.
I don't see that for you.
Yes, I think I see it in my 30s.
You think you'll be peaceful in
your
30s?
Are you scared to turn 30?
Absolutely not. I've been 30 since I was 15.
Yeah.
I can't wait to be in
my 30s. See, that always scares me when people do that thing. Everyone always told me I was 30. Because it's you know the one I get a lot? 14.
Yeah.
Everyone's like, you're giving 14. I'm like, I don't like when you say that.
Stop. Is there anything you want to plug to the fans, to the listeners? Anything you want to tell them about? Anything you're loving?
I really like Vince Staples' new show. I thought it was really, really good.
Ugh, he's so hot.
A crush on him. I literally left and was like, I have a new crush.
I hate to objectify him. I'm sure the show is great.
The show is so
gorgeous.
The show made me have a crush. It's so funny. It's so good. But for me,
he's funny as fuck.
He's so funny and so talented. Just follow me on stuff because I do have stuff that I'm working on that I'm putting out in a few months. And so, yeah, you know, just follow me.
I love it.
Holmes.
Follow Holmes. I love you so much. Thanks for doing it.
I love you so much. And I do hate gun violence.
Yeah. You don't have to try and convince them. Let's just end the pod, how?
Get off me.
I thought this would be funnier.
Shut up.
I thought interviewing Holmes would be funnier,
shut
right?
Up.